Now time for our locker room chat with head coach of the Onega Buffaloes, Ben Kolterman, after a tough 48-7 loss against Guymon, Oklahoma. And, Coach, your overall thoughts on the game?
I think what the deciding factor was, it was competitive. The first half was very competitive. They ran a no-huddle offense, and they were able to platoon a lot of their guys on offense and defense, and I think we just got gassed in the third quarter. I just think we were gassed. We weren't prepared for that, and they had three or four guys offensively, especially, that moved very well. So they just kind of took advantage of that, and then the game kind of got away from us.
Yeah, in terms of your guys' offense, it's been difficult with so many different looks at quarterback due to injuries. Can you tell us an update on Hunter?
Hunter injured his hand and will require surgery, so he's done for the year. Hunter's out now.
Okay, and Jackson Kolterman, your son, is now the quarterback. We saw him a little bit against Valley Heights. Your thoughts on his play?
He just needs more experience, you know. I mean, Jackson comes in, there's flashes of him, you know. He's quick, he's shifty, you know. He's a ball player, all the sports he's done, everything else, he's been successful, you know. And we have confidence in the kid. He just needs to get out there and earn it and get the experience.
And how challenging is it for him to step into a role and try to be a leader of that offense?
It is a challenge, you know. That's kind of why we went with Hunter. He kind of had command of the huddle and things, you know, being a year older. And that just comes from being out there and earning the trust of the guys and making plays and doing his job, limiting the mistakes. And, you know, those are all key elements to, of becoming a leader, probably, I think.
And how nice is it to have a guy in Jackson that you can kind of talk to him about a few things outside of practice?
Oh, it's great. You know, I mean, it's great. You know, it's a challenge at times also, you know, at practice, because we do have that relationship, and sometimes it's difficult, but it's really neat. You know, I don't think a lot of guys, you know, get to experience that, you know, but all guys up there that do and everything, but no, it's great. It's really
great to hear. We'll talk more about their upcoming matchup against Riverside in just a bit. You're listening to Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman, ahead of their matchup against Riverside, coming off of, I would say, a surprising victory last week, getting a win against Jackson Heights. Your thoughts on the Cyclones?
Yeah, I didn't know if that was an accurate score when I read it first, but then it absolutely was. We watched the tape on it, and Riverside they have some guys. They're physical. They have some speed, and they have some good skill position players, and they're aggressive defensively. You know, they earned that. I kind of thought Jackson Heights at first looked like the better team, but man, Riverside made plays, and they were scrappy, and they were aggressive, and they just flat out won that ball game.
What do you think that says about Riverside's ability to game plan and prepare for their games every week?
Huge confidence booster. You know, I mean, now, and they're very young also. You know, we sometimes think, man, we're really young, but they are just as young as us and just as inexperienced. But for their youngsters, the confidence booster and going to be huge, and it's going to be tough.
Absolutely. Coach, how important is it for you guys to get off into a real fast start and set the tone for the rest of the game?
Oh, always, every game. You know, especially now with some guys, some moving pieces, you know, we've got some guys that don't have a ton of experience in spots, you know, at least at the varsity level. So, I think it's just going to come down to limiting the mistakes. You know, the penalties, we get behind the chains, and which is what happened against Guymon a couple times, and that always hurts us. Absolutely, just limiting the mistakes, and we just absolutely cannot have any turnovers either.
All right, Coach, best of luck to you this Friday, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Onega head football coach Ben Kolterman here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.